Hushpuppy, same thing.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a type of cornbread that's made in a deep dish and it's so soft that you can take a spoon and dip it out almost like it was mashed potatoes? Haven't heard of that
type?
I
don't remember of it.
Have you ever heard of spoon bread?
Well, you mean to dip it up with a spoon and put it in grease?
Yeah, spoon bread. Mm-hmm. Well, what about, have you ever heard of cornbread that's made with wheat flour and has some egg in it?
Yeah, put flour and egg and maybe a little flour.
Mm-hmm. Is that called anything in particular?
Let me think a minute now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think what it is. Or
is it just called egg bread?
Egg
is that what we're talking
egg
about?
Bread. That's what I'm trying to think of.
Okay. Well, what about this thing that sometimes people make them at home? They're fried in deep fat and they have a hole right in the center of it.
Oh.
Some have sugar on them, some are chocolate and all that.
I know what you're talking about and why they're still cooked. I got to where I can't think of a lot of things.
Do you call them donuts?
Donuts.
Donuts. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard those called anything else?
Yeah, you buy them in stores, you know. Donuts.
Have you ever heard of somebody taking some of that donut batter and just dropping a lump of it in the deep fat and cooking it that way without a hole in it?
I don't know.
I
haven't seen it done.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about how much flour would you say comes in a sack about that size?
Around 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is that stuff that your wife puts in bread when she's making it to make it rise?
She puts soda or baking powder.
Mm-hmm. What about something besides that that would make it rise? Might come in
yeast.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What about, we were talking about chickens yesterday. What do you call, what are the two parts of an egg?
It's the yolk and the yellow.
The yolk?
I mean the yolk and the, well, the, is it yellow, the yolk?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yolk and the rest of it are what?
Just call the white?
White, yeah, white, yolk white. And white.
Okay. What about, what are some ways of cooking eggs that you know about?
Well, you can boil them, or you can fry them, or you can scramble.
What do you call it when you just break the egg open and drop it into the hot water?
That's what we were just calling the fried egg hold.
Well, I mean, if you just dropped it in boiling water.
Oh, in boiling water?
Uh-huh. What would that be?
You mean break it and pour it in there?
Uh-huh. Or sometimes you see these things that it's a pan, you can put water in the bottom of it, and it has something that'll fit over the water. With a little cup, you can crack the egg and put it in. And when the water boils, it causes the egg, you know, to coagulate.
I haven't seen it done that way.
Have you ever had poached eggs?
Poached, I've heard of it, but I never have.
Haven't had it that way.
We don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call a little piece of salt cured meat that you would cook along with greens?
It's sugar cured or something of the kind.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call that fatback or something like that?
Yeah, fatbacks.
What if it...
That strip of, right down inside the backbone of that back, strip of back fat there is what it is.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't have much lean on it, does it?
No, it don't have any hardly at all.
Mm-hmm. What if this piece of meat that you cooked with the greens had a lot of lean on it? What would you call it then?
That's a good fried meater.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about when you cut the side of a hog, you say you've got, what do you call that whole piece of meat that you have?
You mean... Well, there's the sides and shoulders and hams. And, and
you can cut a whole side of bacon, can't you?
Yes.
And slice it yourself.
Yes.
Well, if you have a side of bacon and you're slicing it up, what do you call that? You might have to cut that edge off it, you know, because it's real tough and hard to chew.
Uh-huh.
What do you call that edge of the bacon? That's the what?